I hope you're having a wonderful day. This is East Logic Radio. I'm your host, Patricia Cleveland. Oh, this is an adventure. Sometimes, you know, you have these spontaneous moments that just kind of direct you certain ways, that give you information. Have you ever just sat in a chair and had just kind of like a spontaneous download of just stuff you never ever thought of, or had experiences that walk in your front door and say, hey, pay attention to me? Well, lately I've been having a lot of those, and I thought I would share what's been accumulating on a channeled level, maybe spontaneous learning. I'm going to talk today about esoteric chemistry. Yes, not biochemistry, not the stuff that puts one molecule with another molecule to create a chemical, a drug, something that keeps your body going. No, I want to ramp it up. A whole step higher in the way we think about our bodies and life. I actually work as an aquologist. That means that I look at states of equilibrium and how to bring a system into balance. And up to now, I've been talking mostly about the physical body, the structure, and the role that is played with the body going through birth trauma, and how twisted the birth imprint makes the body, and how that creates our interaction with life. With all the upcoming things that have happened with the GMO days and countries proclaiming that, oh, we don't want any more of that stuff, people coming together and having discussions and senators trying to pass bills, books in my library started falling off the shelf like an invisible finger kind of pointing out to me, hey, pick this up, reread this book. And so I thought today I'd take a moment and step back and see what's going on. I thought I would bring to your awareness an overview. You see, in science, they're always looking for the theory of everything. Yes. Well, they call that the TOE, the theory of everything. And instead of doing the theory of everything in the physical world, I thought we would expand to the theory of everything in the energetic world and how that filters down into our daily lives, our physical lives. Now, my experience is not working with humans per se, but actually working with animals, and the medium of my learning has been working with the horse. So if you'll just bear with me, I thought I would take a minute and read this quote. It was written by Dr. Charles W. Littlefield, and he's an analytical chemist, and he says, the 12 mineral salts are, in very real sense, the material basis for the organs and the tissues of the body, and how they absolutely are essential to the integration of the structure and the functional activity of who we are. Experiments prove that these various tissues and cells will rapidly degenerate in the absence of the proper proportions of these salts in the circulatory fluid. And whereas the maintenance of these proportions ensure healthy growth and perpetual renewal, these mineral salts are therefore the physical basis for all health, regardless of the school involved, and if there is an absence from blood and tissue of these cell salts, there would be no permanent cure. So this gentleman is an analytical chemist who is making a statement that says that our bodies need minerals. They need the primary building blocks from the earth, minerals, to actually produce a healthy body. He actually comes out further and says that chemicals are not going to help our bodies heal. Now, that was written by a gentleman who was doing research in 1920s and 1930s. And it's a quote that I took from a book called The Zodiac, The Zodiac and the Salts of Salvation. And it was written by Dr. George Washington Carey and Inez Eudora Perry. And these people wrote several very interesting books at the turn of the century, 1900s. So they're saying that the body needs minerals to work. And when you go and cross-reference in history and to do some of the research I've done with animals, I've had to do a lot of cross-referencing, you start to discover some pretty amazing things. Do you know what the most pandemic issue is in health in the world today? I bet you're going to say cancer. Or maybe AIDS. No. Step back. You're going to kick yourself for this one. You ready? It's tooth decay. Yeah, tooth decay is more rampant throughout the world than any other disease. And when you actually look at the word tooth decay, it says bone that's falling apart, disintegrating. Just like what Dr. Littlefield was saying. He said that if we didn't have minerals in our body, that it would disintegrate. We wouldn't be able to stay healthy. So there was a gentleman, and around 1920 to 1930, he took on an investigation in science relating to tooth decay. His name was Weston A. Price. And now Weston A. Price was here from the States, and he's actually the founder of the National Dental Association, which was basically taken out from underneath him later on in his career and was renamed the American Dental Association. What Winston did around the 1930s is he started looking at why we had tooth decay. And he published a book on, where can I find the, it's called The Nutrition and Physical Degeneration. And it was published in 1939, if you want to back reference it. Anyway, he gets into looking at the people in the Western world and how rampant rotting teeth were. And then he went over to cultures that were not westernized. And that time he went into Africa and he started looking at the teeth of people who were not really all that advanced in their food preparation and in their agriculture. And what he found was that the people who were not eating white flour, processed sugar, or processed fat, those people had healthy teeth. They had healthy bone structure. They, in general, their overall health was greatly improved. And when you compare that to what he was seeing in North America, where people were having terrible states of disease, having their teeth rotting out of their mouths, it was such a striking change that he actually tried to tell people at that time to pay attention to the nutrition. What he discovered was that we don't get enough vitamins and minerals in our food. I'm going to read you something else that I found. And it goes like this. Increase the rate of activity of the brain cells by supplying more of the dynamic molecules of blood, known as minerals or cell salts. The cell salts of lime, potash, sodium, iron, manganese, silica. And we add all those things in, we see mentally the truth that we can actually regenerate our bodies. And when we do this, it elevates the way the human brain interprets its surroundings. We vibrate at a higher rate. Our bodies become healthy. And we start to have the ability to regenerate. So, when you think about all this, it gets pretty amazing. because that second quote I just read you was written directly by George Carey, Dr. George Carey. And so he found out that our vibrational rate needs all these minerals that are found in our soil. Lime, that would be potash, sodium, iron, manganese, and silica. And when you all come together and think about this, it means that we need minerals to keep our bodies functional, to create the tissue and the bone that hold the soul, that hold the thoughts of who we are. And it's no different for the trees and the animals that walk on this planet right now. So, just take a breath and say, feel the vibration move to your heart. And I will be right back with a lot more. Minerals, and you avoid the chemicals. Does that mean that your body operates differently? Well, in my experience, I think it does. You see, I've been playing around with horses. I've been trying to figure out how to cause the body to naturally heal itself, to naturally regenerate the physical form of an injured body. And I've been using horses because that seems to be the animal that I resonate with. I have a very strong personal bond, an energetic awareness with those animals, more so than I do with dogs or humans. It's not that I don't like you or don't like your dog. It's just that on a psychic level or on an intuitive level, I harmonize with horses very, very clearly. So in my research, I started to take on horses and put them out in a field where they are exposed to all the weather. They have no shelter to go to. They have trees and they have natural resources of water and food. But what I did was I found a quiet farm. No noise. No radio. I removed the issue of processed food from their diets. Because you see, in the modern horse world, the way we look after animals right now is we introduce chemicals and have processed food. Just like if you go to the grocery store, you have the choice of buying the box food with, you know, I don't know, the sawdust in the microwave instant porridge, or you have the added genetically modified stuff they don't want to tell you about. Or they may have inserted some kind of preservative. Or it's been cooked, maybe put in fat. We see, we do the same thing with our animals' food. We cook it. And when we cook grains and we cook, the green fibers of plants, we start to release the fats. And when we do that, we increase the cholesterol count. And it's not the healthy cholesterol. It's the type of cholesterol that you would consume if you ate French fries. And, you know, just like Western civilization, we also add sugars to the diet. And that's exactly what these guys at the turn of the century, in the 1900s, were talking about. They were saying that by using processed foods, that we were actually causing the physical body to become unhealthy. And there's all these correlations that go through our history from the 1900s right up to today. And when you start looking at the difference between the Aboriginal and the ancestral ways of eating and belief, the esoteric value of energy flowing through the body, and how we've been programmed to believe in the educated fact of empirical science directing us to take on the responsibility of using chemistry and chemicals to create an artificial state of balance. And I don't want to say that there's conspiracies, but facts are facts. So let's just follow the facts. If we are a thought, that we can't define where the thought comes from, where the inspiration for everything that you think or do as the truth of who you are. If we can't define that using empirical science, why do we think that by using empirical science, we're going to be able to create a body that's suitable to house the energetic thought of who we are? This is a big problem. Because when you start stepping back and looking away and going, we have scientists in the 1900s that were talking about energy. And they were saying that we need cell salts and we need minerals to actually create a healthy body. And then we turn around and we look at where we are today and what we are today. I think there's been a mutation occurring in a lot of the populations on the planet. And it's not only the human population that's mutating. It's your animals. They're mutating too. And I see the results of it every time I go stand in the presence of a horse who doesn't have an owner that's energetically aware or naturally focused on preserving a state of health. So where does this lead us? It leads us to the electric body. And, of course, there was a book written by, let's see, it was written by Robert Becker and Gary Selden, and it's called The Body Electric. And this book came out, I believe, in the 1990s. So we have a little bit of space and time that's gone on here. But Dr. Becker did his research not on the biochemistry of the body, but he actually did the research on, geez, how can we get the body to regenerate itself? And what he ended up doing was mapping or identifying the electrical system of the body, how the electrical impulse from the brain goes to the cell to determine that the body is healthy, and also how to determine if there was a cut or state of disease happening to trigger your immune system, to trigger the system of self-regeneration. So I read that book, and I thought that was pretty amazing. He talked about the positive and negative electrical charges that run through the physical form. And that got me thinking once again. I went outside and I called forth all the things that were supposed to fill up my life and go out and help these animals to show me what we could do to use esoteric chemistry to bring a state of equilibrium into the body. And so here we go. Once again, I get rid of all the things that are going on in the standard of care for animals. So we have horses that don't receive vaccines. We have horses that do not receive any chemical parasite control. We have animals who are not exposed to man-made noise other than the starting up of a car or maybe the sound of very esoteric-based music. And what happened as the horses started to discharge their anger, their emotions of absolute rage. Yes, animals have emotions of absolute rage. Oh, and just thinking about that makes me take a breath and say, this is Isologic Radio, and I'll be back in a minute. You know, if I have this conversation outside of this format, people laugh at me. I have people that absolutely hate what I have to say because they're afraid. The resonation of the words that I choose and the tone of my voice upsets the things that operate their bodies. The things that have moved into their physical form and release chemicals and cause their brains to function in such a way that might not be conducive to the well-being of the physical form that was actually meant to hold the energetic thought of who that person is or who that animal is. And so when I go out and I talk about esoteric chemistry, what I'm talking about is the universal circuit that allows your body to receive the thought of who you are, the ideas that spark your imagination. You see, that's a really important process because we use our imaginations to create our reality. And so it's really important that our energetic circuit, which is based on the vibration rate, how fast our body, our cell structure, our blood can resonate to hold the purity of human form, human thought, the creation of all that we are. When our bodies can elevate their resonant value, then we function on a completely different level of knowing. And you see it every day. You see it when you maybe go to the grocery store and you watch the people who go down the aisle and pick up the box of processed cereal. And then you see how they drive their car or maybe how they interact with each other. Listen to their conversations. Oh, Sally Joe had to go to the hospital and have an operation. And I'm looking after her kids. But I just don't know how to help. No, I just don't have enough energy to keep up with those kids. No, they don't have enough energy. Because what is happening in a programmed way, there's a method behind all of this. I'll get into that later. But it's been done deliberately. When you hear negatives, people talking in negatives, you hear the poor me, or I need to have everybody pay attention to me right now. That's the esoteric symbols, the signs, the signal that that person's body is not resonating at its maximum potential. And when it's not resonating at its maximum potential, it means that they're starving to death because they are not consuming enough minerals. It's not calories. We always go to the store, we always do the Weight Watcher thing, and it's read the back of the label and read the calories. Well, my understanding through experience suggests that we shouldn't worry about the calories. We should worry about the energetic content of the food. If your food doesn't carry or hold the capacity to add minerals to who you are, to add minerals to your pet's diet, then we can't take in and interact with our environment the way we were designed to. And this contradicts everything that we are taught in school. It contradicts everything that's going on in the commercial way of thinking. But the reality is, when I work with these horses in my research project, and I remove all this synthetic stuff, all the vaccines that are produced out of the proteins of pigs and injected in a horse, or even injected into you, when you stop that and you start asking the land to provide the right nutrition to harmonize and regenerate the damaged bodies, and then I get these little hints that maybe the structure should be straightened out a little bit. There's no chemicals, there's no operations, there's no artificial devices, there's no store-bought supplementation. The animals in the research project spontaneously self-correct. In other words, they regenerate their own bodies. Now, I don't have a lot of money to back up all the research, but I can tell you through photography, through direct interaction, that these animals heal their own lamenesses. Their states of disease dissolve. Their cancer cells, those tumors I keep seeing in the mammary glands of, say, milk goats or dogs, dissolve. They go away. Now, how does that happen? It contradicts the biochemistry that we're using to slow the harmonic rate, the conductive value of the physical body. And when we do that, we actually stop our own potential for self-correction. And it's as easy as possibly could be to self-correct. But because we are taught from the very beginning to believe in the empirical facts that we have to do it this way and we have to do it that way, because when we pull out the microscope, the cells react in a certain way. Well, if you step back and look at the greater picture, the cells do not make the whole body. They're only a physical essence of the energetic, the electromagnetic field that holds the cells together to shape the body. And so if our conductive value around our body doesn't resonate correctly, those cells can't vibrate correctly. And so you're going to get these artificial results. And I think there's some big holes in our science because we have failed to consider the effects of the electromagnetic field that, for my purposes, creates gravity. And without that electromagnetic field working in its healthiest, most harmonic state, the interior workings, the miniature magnetic fields that go around your organs and your cells, can also fail. And that sets us up for a slower speed for our information, our spiritual, our electrical thoughts to flow through our physical form. And it's just like if you touch something, it was really, really hot. Your body would react really fast. You'd say, ouch, I don't want to do that. You have a quick reaction. But let's say you, took a sleeping pill or you did something that really slowed down your senses and you went back and you touched something really hot. Some of you would react and go, ow, and pull your hand away. And in some cases, the reaction time would be slowed down so much that you might not even react at all. Well, that's a parallel to what I'm trying to say, that the mineral content of our bodies is really, really important. And yet, we don't talk about it in our nutrition, and we're not talking about it in our healthcare system, And, you know, when we start talking about esoteric things, we start talking about the soul and we start talking about love energy. Yes, we've been talking about that for a long time. But we haven't connected the dots. We haven't got to the theory of everything that's esoteric. So just kind of hold yourself in joy and take a breath. This is Esologic Radio, and I'll be right back. Oh, if I've challenged your thoughts or you want to know more, you can get in touch with me. Yeah, you can email me at esologicradio@gmail.com. You can find me on Facebook under Pat Cleveland on Facebook. Or if you want to join in with people that like horses and want to learn more, you can go to the Balanced Horse Project on Facebook. Or you can check it out at the Balanced Horse Project at, balancehorseproject.net. You can tell I'm not a computer person. Anyway, where I'm going with this conversation is we are all electrical. We're electromagnetic. A lot of you know that. And when you get rid of the pollutants in your body, you feel better, right? Well, if we can elevate the content of our minerals, then our electromagnetic value enhances. And this challenges the mainstream thinking because they don't want to give up their food. They want the convenience. There's the issue of fear. If I don't eat this and I don't eat that, I could die. I think you're dying anyway. I think that there is a very conscious effort to poison everything and everybody on this planet. And I have some really strong evidence of that, which I'll get into a little bit later. The first thing I want you to remember is to value your thoughts. And not the negative ones. And not the ones that you have to stop and analyze and think about and channel and make it fit into the system. No, not those thoughts. Because I think those thoughts are pollution. I think those thoughts are imprinted when we're children. I think those thoughts are energetically shifted to drive our energy away from accomplishing what it is it's supposed to be doing. And that is to create a balanced relationship, to move us, our thinking, our understanding of everything around us to a greater field of consciousness. And it's really hard if you can't expand your consciousness. It's really hard if you can't shut those little negative thoughts down in your mind. So here's something to consider. There's a lot of stuff in the mainstream, even in alternative and organic fields of conversation. Let's see. We need to drink more water. We need to eat organic food. We need to be in natural environments. But in the same breath, we can't let go of our smartphones and we need to have Wi-Fi in our houses. And it's awfully hard to go find organic food to eat in the restaurant because you're traveling somewhere. And you know, you get looked at really funny when your kids go to school and they haven't had their vaccines. And you get looked really funny when you say, I don't want to do that to my children. Hey, I don't even want to do that to myself. You get labeled as a nonconformist, a terrorist. Oh, no. We're not terrorists. We're just really aware. We're awake. You see, what the animals have taught me is when you can remove the chemicals from their bodies, when you can get rid of the sugar, which is in their diets, when you can get rid of the concentrated fats, the processed vegetable oil that your dog food is fried in, when you can find food sources that don't have GMO foods inside, the harmonic value of who you are starts to increase, and you start to vibrate faster and faster, and your pH level comes into a greater state of balance. But it's not because you drank more water. Mm-mm, I've tried that. It's not because of the fact that you have only eaten organic food. It's not because you sat down and did a meditation. No, it's because you stepped outside, and maybe some of you have taken your shoes off, or maybe you've gone over and hugged a tree, or maybe you sit down and play with your cat or your dog, but you spend time in an environment that resonates with the original key harmonics that are required to regenerate your body. That's a big leap. That brings us into the conversation of energetic agriculture. Geomancy, which is the energy sources that come off the earth. You see, we're all interconnected. And that value of our mineral content versus the amount of water in our system is really, really important to look at. I used to drink a lot of water. I used to really like drinking a lot of water. And then I stepped back from it and said, wait a minute, because when you do Eastern studies, philosophies of meditation, and you start looking into how the gurus, how they live, how do they live? You have people who have for centuries lived on nothing, or almost nothing. And their bodies have shriveled and become small, not plump and round and bouncy or sinewy athletic, but concentrated, tight. Not like anything you see in North America. And whether they're starving to death, or whether their bodies have flushed out all the unnecessary things they need to harmoniously live, according to Western rules, these people can live on the breath of air, a swallow of water. And this got me to thinking. They used less food when their bodies were less hydrated. That, to me, signals that there was a concentration of the essential minerals that were needed to keep their body functional. And the interesting thing is, when I read these little hints, or a book falls into my hand, and I find a special word, I'm led to another level of spontaneous evolution, if you want to say. A new adventure in thought. Because what I've noticed with the animals in our research project is, the straighter I have made their bodies by addressing the imprinted imbalance created by birth trauma, the more harmonic they become with their environment. Their bodies start to regenerate. And something else really interesting happens. They start getting fat. They start getting fat on consuming less food than horses that are kept in a racing barn, than horses that are kept for just recreational riding. And these horses will consume high-calorie diets. These horses will have high-protein diets. These horses will have the best care money can buy. And when you compare their quality of their hair coat, their foot, how their hooves grow, their overall state of wellness, you start to say there's something we're missing in the daily conversation of animal care, in people care. So right now, I have a herd of horses. There's 15 horses in this research herd who have not had vaccines for over 10 years. I have two horses that have never had vaccine in their whole entire life. And when you walk into my field, you say, this can't be. But this is Esologic Radio, and we're talking about esological chemistry. Stay tuned. You know, when you are energetically awake or you're naturally intuitive, you kind of step back from a lot of stuff, don't you? And you start looking around and it's like, I don't know, I hate to say it this way, but it's like watching ants trying to move a boulder. They're all focused on moving the boulder, but they're missing the whole point. The boulder will never fit down the ant hole. I think that's what a lot of people in the mainstream are being directed to do. Focus on this problem. Oh, we have global warming. Oh, we have, potential for mass starvation because we can't grow enough food. Oh, we have massive states of potential pandemics of, I don't know, bird flu. Whatever the issue. It's like ants getting told to, hey, come over here. We need all your energy to be focused on this problem. Forget the well-being of who you are. Surrender yourself. Hey, work until you drop dead. Doesn't matter. The boulder still will never fit down the anthole. So when you step away and you value who you are, and you can just say, and pull all your energy inside. Stop wasting it on problem solving, things that you'll never solve. Just hold space and be in compassion for who you are. Things start to clear. Your mind starts to make separation between the voices that are stress designed, structurally, socially designed, and the true essence of who you are. That instinct that says, hey, go over here and pay attention to this. And then all of a sudden you're interrupted because, the social structuring, the program says, no, you got to run over here now. Forget that. That's silliness. It'll get you in trouble. A long time ago, I decided that when you set rules, that means you're setting limitations. And when you set limitations, you're creating a box. You're defining how you want to live. And maybe life isn't supposed to have limitations. Because when you have limitations, then you are afraid of going past a certain point. Well, what's the point of being afraid of going past a certain point if we're supposed to be here to grow and expand and become something beyond what we are today? And so that's led to the development of aquology, because I dare to break the rules. I dare to move past limitations. Do you? I think you do. Or you wouldn't be listening to my voice, my words. So what I've recognized is we remove the insulating factors of artificial balance mechanisms, whether they're food or they're drugs. And we go back and we simply harmonize with our environment. And we support our physical form with minerals, so that we can take on and interact on a different level with the electromagnetic fields that create our shape, that reach out and cord or expand or become engulfed with a universal knowledge. If you've got a pencil, I just want you to take a minute, because this show is most probably going to go into a second part. But if you don't get anything else out of this show, write this down. You can go and get homeopathic cell salts. They're not very expensive. And you can use them to fortify who you are. You want to get alkalizing minerals, cell salts, the things that Dr. George Carey was writing about, the things that Dr. Littlefield were writing about, the things that Weston Price were talking about. And here we go. The cell salts that you can investigate using for yourself are potash, lime, sodium, iron, manganese, silica. Those are your alkalizing minerals. And they're really important. And if you can find them as combined cell salts, homeopathics, then you have all the cell salts that your body needs, all the cell salts your animal needs. You see, I can give a sick animal these cell salts, and they start to show improvement. And so I make sure that my horses, my 15 horses out in the field, have access to these very basic minerals. And it's really, really hard to do, because we can't find alkalizing minerals very easily in the grocery store or at the feed store. And talk to your vet about it, and most of them will look at you like you're from another planet. So sometimes you have to break the rules and take the initiative yourself. If you give your animal or yourself cell salts, you will do no harm. You're actually opening up the energetic gateways. You're allowing the harmonics that your body is designed to work within to actually start to merge, not on just a cellular level, but a whole body level. And that's where we get into the balancing system of equilology, the system of balance of, say, your biochemistry, your structure, all the physical forms. And then you make the overlay of energy, whether it's your thought, whether it's the resonant value of the environment that you live in, the environments that you travel through, the environments that you find regenerate and bring peace to your soul. And then we move up. We move from this physical dimension, the third dimension, into the fourth dimension. And that's where you can stand back and watch the ants moving the boulder. That's where you cross over to say, hey, I can look back at the physical form. I'm energetically awake. I can energetically communicate, touch, and interact with animals, with the plants, with the water, on a level that the physical awareness fails us. And this is where energetically aware people function from, that overlap between the third dimension and the fourth. And we, as we purify ourselves, as we wake up, as we learn how to rebalance our bodies, we find that our energy on a day-to-day basis expands. Maybe you don't have to sleep so much. Maybe your friends have a hard time keeping up with you. Maybe your thought processes are grease lightning very fast. Or maybe you start finding answers that don't originate from the science that you were taught in school, or from the belief system that tells you where you come from and all the rules of life. You see, I think we have a huge potential that we are being deliberately channeled away from. You see, there's all this conflict about genetically modified food. That's your next boulder to push. You see, we had Monsanto Day over this last weekend, and thousands of people around the world actually took action. And it was a good thing to do. It's time to break the rules. It's time to share your voice. So this program's going in to go into a second part. So if you like it, stay tuned. This is Isa Logic Radio, and I'll be back with a new show maybe in the next week, or if you get a chance, stay tuned for more. Bye for now.